Welcome to episode number 2 of the so far nameless podcast. That's going to be about copywriting and commercial real estate today. I know. I'm going to talk about airports.
Yeah, that's right.
Airports. You see, I'm a very fond admirer of airports. I don't know why. Maybe it's that feeling of going away for long, going on vacation. I always dreamt about that when I was a kid. I always dreamt about going to these faraway places, you know. I'm from Norway, it's a very cold and remote and pretty much dark country. I always dreamt of going somewhere in the Pacific Ocean to to one of those tropical islands, the ones with white beaches and palm trees and all that. And to go there, most likely, I'd say 99.99% of everyone who go to islands like that have to go to an airport because they need to board a plane in order to get there. And so airports are crucial and vital for today's society, but also they represent this feeling of adventure, of mystery. And I can't exactly explain why, but this feeling of optimism, of future, that there's something even bigger in the world than me and you and all the people. And yeah, speaking of people, that's also another reason why I love airports as kind of a commercial real estate object, so to speak. Airports are littered with people, different people, going everywhere. Going on vacation, going on business trips, whatever they're called, going on jobs, whatever. Now, I'm actually one of those now who go back and forth between my local city where I live and the site where I'm currently working, because I'm not free yet. I'm one of those work slaves, so I have to board planes to get to my destination. And as such, I have to travel through airports. And as much as I like, excuse me, didn't mean to do that live on my show, but I had to do it. As much as I don't like traveling back and forth, I still enjoy that little moment of traveling back and forth between airports. I love getting the possibility of traveling on airports, through airports. And I love the environment. I actually dress up for airports. Yeah. When I'm at the construction site where I'm now, and I dress like a slob, I mean, I don't care how I look like, because we all look the same, we're ugly. We're a bunch of blue-collar guys working. But at the airport, people are more, you know, in style, they're more dressed up. And you can easily spot those who have kind of like these lower-tier jobs that I do. But still, I dress up because I don't want to be associated with those kind of people. I dress up because I like the style, I like the way I fit in on airports. I like imagining that I'm kind of like this very important businessman and this secret agent. And so, by actually dressing up and by actually talking a little bit to people, I manage to assess the needs and wants of perhaps my future customers, because I intend to write copy for airports. So I guess that's kind of like the one takeaway from today's show. If you want to write good copy, then I suggest you actually go out there and you talk to your customers. You ask them what their needs and wants are. You ask them why their lives haven't been fulfilled now, so to speak. This is very important, because writing good copy is actually a matter of talking to your market. Talking to your market. When you manage to talk to your market and you manage to put a word or put several words on what your market struggles with, that's when you make the most amount of money. And that is what also ultimately commercial real estate copywriting is all about. It's about pointing out those fears, whatever they're called in English. You know what I mean, right? Yeah. So that's it for today's show on the Still Nameless podcast. I see you around.